White Talk.
This is our first episode. I'm Kim. I identify as a black female.
I'm Domino, and I identify myself as a white guy.
Okay, so we are the interracial couple, and just as a heads up for future episodes, we'll be talking about politics, race, religion, sex.
And if you want, mail us your comments and feedback to blackandwhitetalk@yahoo.com.
Yes. Maybe we'll read some of those. Show. Yes, on our next show. So we're actually recording this on the night of July 4th. So it's Independence Day. And I was looking on CNN.com and I found out that it was America's 234th birthday from, I guess, 1776.
Yeah, who keeps track anyway? 234, 235.
Also, I saw on, I think it was Yahoo, that Paris Hilton was arrested, but later the charges were dropped for suspicion.
Well, I tell you what, if that was my ass, I'd have been charged.
Well, it was for suspicion of marijuana possession. And she was in South America for the World Cup with a friend or photographer, something like that. But the photographer actually pled guilty.
Well, he was the guy that jumped on the hand grenade for her.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, what if it was her that had the marijuana?
Absolutely it was.
They would be like, okay, you do this, I'll pay you later when you get out of jail.
Paris Hilton, I mean, come on. She's got an IQ of 2 anyway, and you know, you'll get her a joint and what, brings it down to 1? I mean...
Well, they were talking about this, and the reason they arrested them was because in the stands they smelled marijuana smoke.
Well, sure, it's Paris Hilton. She doesn't wear any underwear. She's around all the Hispanic, South American, Brazilian men. She's going to get her shit on. Yeah, she's got her smoke. She's going to party with a few soccer players. Hell yeah.
Remember when her sex movie came out? Did you watch that?
I saw clips of it. It looked kind of boring. I mean, I think she made love to the camera more than she did the dick in the room.
Because I've only seen like little, I've seen little clips of it too.
And yeah, it's overrated.
That great. Yeah. I don't remember what her pussy looked like though.
I don't remember either, but yeah, it was just that memorable.
And at the time she had these like small tits, but now she's got breast implants.
Oh, of course. They just need to legalize it. All drugs, in my opinion. No one has ever come across crack and said, oh, is that bad for me? You know. It's kind of like heroin. You know. You know, and if you're that stupid to be wanting to, like, shoot heroin up your arm or smoke crack, then you're going to do it whether it's legal or not. It's just that simple. Legalize it all. After a while, the shock of it will just wear off and people will start sticking stuff up with hashish on the wall, just post-it notes.
No more ticky-tacky.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I got some hashish, we'll just use that. You'll become desensitized.
I see your point, but at the same time,
and I think the proceeds should actually go to rehabilitation centers for those who realized, you remember when I hit that crack pipe and I knew it was the wrong idea? Well, I was right. I shouldn't have hit it. Now I'm a crackhead. Now I need help.
So it's like a whole...
Part of the proceeds should go to rehabilitation centers. And because no one should have to pay to be rehabilitated. You have to want to quit, and if you need some support, you should be able to have that support. It's not just for rich people, you know. If I go walking down the street with a joint, you know, I get busted. I go to jail, whatever. If a celebrity, that too on top of everything else. And I think in Kentucky, a seed is incarceration.
A seed?
Literally, a roach, yes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't quote me on that, but that's what it used to be, unless they change the laws. But yeah, they could either just give you a ticket, or if they wanted to be a prick, and which has happened, they'll arrest you.
Yeah.
And I've had quite a few friends that were arrested because they had roaches in the ashtray in the car.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so go figure that. But at the same time, you know, marijuana is one of the largest cash crops in Kentucky, so go figure. But yeah, part of the proceeds should go to rehabilitation centers, and just because you're rich. Yeah, if I go down the street walking around with a joint, I get fined, arrested, the whole nine yards. And if I'm a celebrity, none of that, I go to rehab. Maybe a little parole. I mean, it's, I'm going to call bullshit on that one. You know, it's just because you're rich doesn't make you any better.
Yeah.
But they consider you a vital part of society somehow, even Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Do you think that if everything, all the legal, the illegal drugs were legalized, do you think that the crime rate
would go down dramatically. You'd cut out the black market. You'd cut out, I mean, there's a lot of crimes that are affiliated with illegal drugs, you know, gang violence, murders, well, just the whole system of, mm-hmm. of crimes that follow along with it. That would all be gone.
But
while I'm at it, legalize prostitution while you're at it.
Wow, we're all thinking a whole 360 turn. Well, what if, I mean, we did legalize the illegal drugs, and, you know, the prices were raised. Maybe the government was selling them or something in order to get, you know, get in control of all of that debt. Wouldn't that cause be an issue? Because if you run out, you're going to want more. And it's just like gambling. If you want to do it again, then you have to have money. Where are you going to get that money?
You're going to have different grades. You know, you're going to have the good grade A, grade B, grade C, and God only knows what else. So, you know, the better you want, the more it's going to cost. You want some cheap stuff, just like cheap alcohol, it's going to cost less.
So you don't think the crime rate would stay the same?
Oh, no, I think it would really drop dramatically. I really do.
I understand the reason for why we went marijuana legalized. I mean, I've never heard of anyone getting, you know, physically violent or trying to kill someone and want to get more, or even under the influence. Like this.
You know, Americans spend more money on drugs and alcohol and tobacco than they do on schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that say about society?
They spend more on armed forces as well than they do on education.
But absolutely, legalize it all. I mean, nobody has ever said, oh, heroin, is that good? I can't remember. You know.
So you think it could just come packaged
absolutely.
With a little
warning
sign
for those idiots that don't already know.
This could, you know, cause death, whatever.
And people are going to do it whether it's legal or not. And, you know, you make mistakes in life. You have to learn from them. And everybody's going to make mistakes. And incarcerating someone or screwing their life up with a felony conviction for the rest of their life is not going to help them. You know, sometimes you gotta hit rock bottom before you can look up. You have to go through these life lessons in order to become a better person. And only in America do we think that we can succeed first without failing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's in everything, every living animal, its nature is to alter its mind. You know, I think Chris Rock said it best when he said, if there were no such thing as drugs, we'd be licking the walls. And it's true. Why do you think kids spin in circles? To alter their mind state. They've actually proven that lemurs, there's a centipede out in the area where the lemurs are, or whatever. I saw this on National Geographic or something. Mm-hmm. That excretes this fluid, which is a psychotropic. It's a hallucinogen. And they're rubbing this fluid all over them, they're licking it, they're nibbling on the centipede, the whole nine yards, solely for recreational use.
Who are rubbing it?
The lemurs.
What are lemurs?
They're kind of like...
The animals?
Half squirrel, half monkey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they live in the trees.
That must be fun.
What, to lick the centipede?
Or just to watch them?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, so they've proven that even animals will want to alter their mind state. It's a natural thing. Mm-hmm. And if you're gonna, you know, it's gonna happen. People are gonna make mistakes. They're gonna do things, whether it's legal or not. I mean, you should be a certain age, of course. But once you hit that certain age, I mean, my God, if you're old enough to go to war, you're pretty much old enough to do anything.
Yeah, I agree. If you're old enough to get killed, you're old enough to do a lot of things. But do you, if everything was legalized, is there like an age limit? Is there like the same as cigarettes? 18. I mean, it's not like that's going to prohibit kids from trying it anyway, because some kids drink, smoke, try drugs when they're at a very right. young age. Do you think there should be some kind of...
Well, I mean, if you're old enough to go to war at 18, then I think you should be able to smoke crack at 18.
Yeah.
Is it a good decision? No. Is going to war a good decision? No. Does it happen? Yes.
Okay. I see your point. I don't really have a counter argument for that, because I never really thought about it too much, the whole legalization of drugs.
I mean, more people die on alcohol and tobacco than they do marijuana.
Alcohol.
And plus, if it was heroin that was from the state, you would know it would be clean. You wouldn't have to worry about kind of what kind of junk or garbage is in it.
Right.
And diseases that would be transferred from sharing needles. They wouldn't be in the hospitals with AIDS and everything, once again, with no medical, and then, you know, us as taxpaying nation have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really minimizes a lot, I think. I mean, the war on drugs has just completely failed.
Mm.
But we're still in denial, and never, ever underestimate the power of denial. That was from American View.
I was going to ask about something else too. This is totally off the whole subject of drugs. Maybe it's something we can talk about to end this episode. Remember we were watching Comedy Central, and there was that, I forget what his name is, but he's bald, he's got like facial hair, he's a little bigger, and he says Jaeger.
No.
Well, he was talking about sex. He was talking about, like, how women pull too hard, like, when they're giving guys, you know, hand jobs. Have you had a woman pull you too hard? Or do something that totally was too extreme?
I usually don't ask a woman for a hand job. So I can't really comment on it.
Okay. I've actually heard that. I don't remember if it was...
Well, they don't know what it feels like. You know,
yeah,
it's just like
right.
I'm sure women would complain that, you know, one finger is good, two fingers are too much, and here you got this guy wanting to shove his whole hand up there. And but then again, other women, it's like, you know, you put four and that's all you got. So it's really... it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Some guys might like being pulled hard.
Yeah. Watching this one porn clip. This girl was like biting the guy's dick, and he was like, yeah, bite it harder. Like, it wasn't even like S&M. Well, I guess it is, you know, sadomasochism, whatever. But she was inflicting pain, but I guess he liked that. Have you ever wanted someone to...
No.
Not even on your cock, but like anywhere on your body. Have you ever wanted scratching or biting
No.
or pulling or slapping or...
No.
The only biting
I like...
I like
to give it.
Inflicting pain, you don't like to receive it. I mean, I like, you know, the whole slap on the ass and, like, biting the nipples. I had a guy once who bit my clit.
Well, that was stupid.
And I screamed. Yeah, yeah. He's like, well, I didn't know what it would feel like, because I've never had that before.
So he said, do you want me to bite your clit?
He was, you know, he was giving me oral sex. He was licking my pussy. And he said, you know, have you ever been bitten before? I'm like, no. He bites me. And I'm like, ah! He's like, did that feel good? I'm like, no. It did not feel good.
We probably had one woman somewhere that said, bite my clit, I love it.
Yeah.
And he probably thought, now I'm the Mac Daddy because I'm going to bite all these bitches' clits.
That was a total turn off.
Yeah.
That was a total turn off. Because I'm just thinking about that girl, like, if she's with another guy, that guy is like, oh, it's okay to bite me.
Like,
bite
what
me
the
off.
Are you doing?
You slap her?
She bit it. She bit it hard.
Oh.
Depends on how hard she bit it.
Have you ever had anyone, like, scrape their teeth against
Oh,
you?
Sure. We call those racing stripes.
Racing stripes?
Yeah.
Have I done that to you?
No, 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 no.
How does it feel? Is it
hurt? It hurts, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine teeth grating up and down your clit.
Okay. Okay, I don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You just... Sometimes you don't want to ruin the moment, and so you, like, deal with it, but you're, like, gritting your teeth like this.
Yeah.
And it's like when I'm going,
yeah,
I
it's
really
not,
mean it.
It's not a pleasure.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man.
I mean, girls, the only things that I think girls find frustrating, some guys, when they're giving oral sex, go way too quickly. They do it for like 2 seconds. They automatically say, oh, you're wet now, so I get to fuck you. Like, you know,
no, you
gotta
have
to
lick
take
them
your,
till they come.
Yeah, you have to
least.
Take your time. Get them ready. Like,
yeah.
That's what pisses me off. I mean, there's been guys in the past who I've been with who I've actually had to ask them to keep going. They're like, okay, I'm ready.
Oh, that's pathetic.
I'm not ready yet.
It's like, if you can't get it wet, it ain't going in.
Yeah. And then also, like, the nipple thing. A lot of my girlfriends that I've spoken with are like nipple play. They like to be, their nipples to be touched and everything. But some guys don't focus on that, or they don't even think about it. I mean, you touch my nipples, you lick them.
But I
ask you to.
Yeah, I guess I could give them more attention.
Well, I mean, more attention is always great. It's like...
I guess because my nipples are so sensitive, I don't enjoy it when anybody
you don't
tries
like
to
that
lick
at all.
Or suck
I've
my
never,
nipples.
I've never met another guy who didn't like that.
I don't know, it's just too sensitive. And so I guess because I don't like it, I think instinctively that nobody else likes it.
Yeah. Okay, I understand that.
But I need to remind myself that not everybody feels the way I do.
No, I mean, you're fine. When I ask you, you're more than willing to do it.
Oh, sure. That's when I'm like, oh, yeah.
I forgot.
Actually, yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes I get sidetracked. But, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean...
I guess because, like I said, it's not appealing to me at all. Yeah. So I guess if it was or were... I would probably be more, more
prone to do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's been a complaint I've heard from a lot of girls that, you know, their nipples aren't focused on. And really, even if you just touch my nipples and you don't do anything, you don't kiss me, you don't touch my pussy or anything, if you just rub my nipples, I'll get wet.
Well, it's like in grade school. In high school, I mean, you know, you'd spend a half hour playing with some girl's nipples trying to get down her pants, and, you know, it's like, we should have took notes from then.
Yeah. Half hour, huh?
Oh, yeah, you'd do anything trying to get down her pants. Yeah, you'd play with her nipples, thinking, oh, the next 5 minutes, I'll get her so wet she can't say no. And she says no, so you keep playing.
She's like, oh, that feels good. If I don't want anything else.
Exactly. And then you're thinking, well, another 5 minutes. And she can't help but say yes. And you keep playing, and then you start sucking, and you're like, now I've got it. And she's like, no. And
oh, shit.
Yeah, so you keep going, and it's like half hour later.
And what happens after that? Nothing.
It's usually blue ball.
Meaning that you don't get any?
And your balls hurt, and you have to go home and release.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That sucks.
Blue ball is real and it hurts for those women out here who don't know.
Are they blue?
They feel blue. No, they're not literally blue. I don't think I've ever looked real bad.
What color am I lost today?
I wonder if they actually have a blue tinge because of all the pressure that's built up.
Oh, the blood. Okay,
I
get that.
I honestly don't know, but maybe. I never really looked that close.
Okay.
But yeah, they feel blue, definitely. Mm-hmm. If your balls could be depressed and blue, that would be the time.
Okay. So double meaning there. So blue either because of so much blood, so much pressure, mm-hmm. or either blue because they're sad.
Either way, yeah, blue ball. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to wrap up this episode. Hopefully we'll meet, you know, some other people who are interracial couples as well. Maybe give us some feedback. And even if you aren't, even if you're racist.
Yeah, that'll work too.
Yeah, you can give us feedback at our, you can email us at blackandwhite.com.
We like everyone, including stupid redneck hicks, so it'll work out.
Okay. You can email us at blackandwhitetalk@yahoo.com.
I think maybe our next show should be maybe interracial couples out in public.
Okay, good. Yes, I have a lot to say about that.
Yeah.
Also, on our blog, which is blackandwhitetalk.wordpress.com, we also have a survey or a poll that we're taking on your opinions of interracial couples. So you can give us a little feedback. So you would go to blackandwhitetalk.wordpress.com and click on the link that says give us a little feedback on the right hand side, and you'll be taken to our questionnaire. All right, thanks for listening, and we will talk next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.